Doyle co-hosted a meeting billed as the Clean Energy Economic Forum. No new job gains were announced, but the governor said a climate change bill now in Congress would bring more jobs to Wisconsin through the growth of forms of energy that produce less in the way of greenhouse gases. Doyle rejects a concern from manufacturers that the bill would lead to lost jobs in the Midwest because of higher electricity prices.
The bill, as it has moved forward, provides significant exemptions for utilities. It is an area where the administration and Congress listened very carefully to states like Wisconsin that are significant manufacturing states.
Doyle also says changes have been made in part of the bill that aims to cut air pollution through capping and trading of pollution credits. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke joined Doyle in praising the climate change bill, suggesting businesses need not worry.
When the Congress enacted the cap and trade system on acid rain, manufacturers and utilities raised the same arguments, and in fact, the prices of electricity did not go up.
The reassurances have not swayed Wisconsin GOP Executive Director Mark Jefferson.
Time will tell whether or not these changes really do what's needed to protect manufacturing and agriculture, two industries that are so important to Wisconsin's economy. They really haven't given us much for detail, so I'm highly skeptical that it's been made significantly better.
The U.S. Senate will take up the climate change bill this fall. The House has already passed it. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.